I must probably count on one hand over the past about 15 years how many times we haven't had the Thursday night shiur. Baruch Hashem will be away with my family. So the 5 minute vart has to carry some deep Torah, Bez Hashem is Baruch. I want to share an idea that I heard last night in the Chabura with my Rebbe, Rav Matzal Zilber, the Sechina Rebbe Shlita. We just had Tu B'Shvat a few days ago. In Tu B'Shvat, we've started to make, and maybe for Doiros they've made in different Makoimos, a big deal, in Tu B'Shvat Tish, in Tu B'Shvat Seder. But really, what is Tu B'Shvat? On a deeper level, Pnimius. Tu B'Shvat, we know, is all about the trees. You know, on a deeper level, each and every one of us is a tree, Va'adam Eitz Asada. We know on a deeper level, the Torah is compared to a tree, Eitz Chayimi. So there's some connection that's starting with Tu B'Shvat between us and Torah. Rav Matl explained that we know and we're taught that on Tu B'Shvat the Sraf is Ola B'Ilon. The sap goes up in the tree that starts the whole process of rejuvenation. The beginning of growth, the beginning for the tree to blossom, the Sraf is Ola B'Ilon. It's the first step. The first step in the tree that eventually is going to blossom and flower and eventually bear fruits and then be harvested. When is that tree harvested? Chag HaKotzir, the yontiv of harvest, is Shavuos. If we understand this on a deeper level, then the beginning of growth of the tree is Tu B'Shvat, the end is Shavuos, and so too with Torah. Torah, we harvest the Torah, we celebrate the Torah that has been learned, that we celebrate the Torah that we're connecting to on the yontiv of Shavuos. But the beginning has to be now. We can't just walk into Shavuos in 111 days and think we're going to celebrate if we're not koivei itim l'Torah, we're not giving ourselves over the Torah, we're not making sure to be moser nefesh v'Torah, we're not making sure to learn Torah every single day, connect to Torah, make Torah our life. So the beginning, when the Sraf is all bilan, and the first step, the Aschala of Shavuos, is right now. Now, of course, at any time one could start learning and rededicate to learning, and hopefully we all are learning. But to be mechazik ourselves in our learning, to learn a little bit more, to push ourselves a little bit more, whether it's waking up a little bit earlier, whether it's when we're on a bus or on a train or in the car listening to a shiur, whether it's late at night, spend a few extra minutes learning something, whatever that is, meshili b'chavitz, but whatever we're connecting to. So that when we celebrate the Yom Tov Shavuos, we have what to celebrate. And when we connect our Adam Eitz Asada, ourselves, to Eitz Chaim Hi, we have a life full of Chaim, we have a life full of life. You know, Rav Matl explained, if you take the Gematria of Sraf Ola B'Ilon, it's 784, exactly the Gematria Shavuos. So you see there's a deep kesher, a deep connection from this time in the year. And I was thinking about it a little bit deeper. We know we're in the days of Shoivavim. And Shoivavim are the days where we go from a state of Gullus to a state of Gula. From a state when people are in a bad place and need to work on ourselves and need to grow, to a wonderful place of redemption. And those parashios that take us through that are the parashios where Bnei Yisrael went through Gullus and eventually into Gula. Shemos ve'erobo b'shalach. At the end of the word Shoivim is Yisro Mishpatim, is Kabbal Satorah, the ultimate Geula, the ultimate redemption, the ultimate place where I feel that I'm alive, is if I connect to Torah, which gives me meaning, which gives me purpose, which gives me a way of life that guides me through this world that's so full of Sheker, that allows me to see light, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah. So Shoivim ends with that same Kabbal Satorah. That's why Shoivim is Gematria 360, which is Gematria Shas. It's a deeper connection to Torah. That's how I'll find Geula within myself. That's how I'll return to Hashem. That's how I'll return to myself. And that's how I'll be that Adam Eitz Asada connecting to the Eitz Chaim Hi. And maybe that's why right now Tu B'Shvat is right in the middle of that Shoivim to remind us that we're starting the steps towards Shavuos, towards a deeper connection to Torah. There are 111 days from Tu B'Shvat until Shavuos. 111 is Gematria Aleph. The Aleph represents the Aser Sadibros, represents the Torah. As you know, the Chazal says, the Medrash says, that although the Torah starts with the letter Beis, the Aser Sadibros starts with the letter Aleph, Anoichi, the letter Aleph represents all of the Aser Sadibros. And that's why for sure the deeper connection, we had Tu B'Shvat, and immediately we're going to go this Parsha, Parsha's Yisro, into a Parsha of Kabbalah Satorah, to remind us that the avoda of Adam Eitz Hasadeh is to connect to the Eitz Chayim in the deepest way, is to connect to Torah, to rededicate ourselves to Torah. Every one of us has to think, am I learning enough Torah? Am I amal b'Torah? Am I toiling in Torah? Could I find a little more time to connect to Torah? Whatever that Torah is, Chumash, Gemara, Halacha, Chassidus, Machshava, each and every one of us on a different level, but putting our all in. And I was thinking about as well, the Gemara in Tainus talks about the Yontav of Tu B'Av, another two. If you look at all the reasons there, many of the Farshim explain Tu B'Av is when the nights start to become a little bit longer. And then people can learn more Torah because they don't work as much. In those days there was no electrical light. And then you could learn more Torah. You stop working, you go home, you light a candle and you sit and learn. There's more time to learn, and that's a celebration of Tu B'Av, according to many. And many of the Farshim that explain on the different ideas in that Gemara. And therefore, us as well, we're still, right now, the days are short and the nights are very long. But the nights are starting to get shorter. So now's the time more than ever I have to grab onto that and be mechazik myself to sit and learn more and more and more Torah. And make sure that I take, pay heed to this connection between two Bishvat and Shavuos, and recognize that I'm supposed to have a chizik in my Amelos B'Torah. Usually, Tu B'Shvat is also Shloshim Yom Kodem Purim. It's 30 days before Purim. Purim is Kimu Mashi Kibul Kvar. It's another rededication to Torah. We re-accepted the Torah on Purim. From Purim then until Shavuos is 81 days. 81 is Gematria Anochi, which is that first word in this week's Seder of Anoich Hashem Elokecha. And therefore, it's again a connection between Kabbalah HaTorah and then the ultimate Shavuos of Kabbalah HaTorah. Which all of this connection to Torah is ultimately Anoich Hashem Elokecha, is a connection to Hashem. The Torah is the personality of Hashem. The Torah is the way that we could understand Hashem and connect to Hashem. And as Tanya says in Perek Dal, give Hashem a big hug. The more we're connected to Hashem, the more we're connected to ourselves. Because who are we? We're a neshama. We're chelik alakam mamamish. How can I get to know myself? I get to know Torah. So let's use all these days. Let's use the special chizuk of Tu B'Shvat, the connection to Shavuos, the Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Purim Katan this year, all Torah, to rededicate our Torah, to rejuvenate our learning of Torah, to think about how I could learn more Torah, connect to Hashem in a deeper way, connect to myself in a deeper way, and ultimately through that, find Geula, find the ultimate redemption of Shoivim, the redemption of being true to ourselves, being to who we really should be. Until we're zoichet at ultimate geula with Bias Mashiach, b'mehir v'meinu. Have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. A Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Heilige Shabbos Kodesh.